This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Bite Size on Get Started Investing. In this series, we feature some of our favorite lessons, quotes, and moments from the podcast. If you'd like to listen to the full episode, we've included the link in the show notes.
We've got a bunch of questions around micro investing apps.
Yeah.
For people unfamiliar, they are sort of technology-enabled investing platforms that allow people to invest quite small amounts of money. So traditionally, you had to sort of invest in increments of at least $500. But with these micro investing apps, you can invest in cents.
Cents, yeah.
And so the big names in Australia that people may be familiar with are CommSec Pocket app, Spaceships Voyager app, Raise, which was formerly known as Acorns. Any other big ones that I'm forgetting?
No, I think some banks now, you can micro invest into your super through your banking app, through the roundup principle where you tap your card and it'll take the cents to the nearest dollar and round that up. But otherwise, those three are the big hitters in Australia at the moment.
I think they're the ones we definitely get the most questions on.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll ask the question in two parts to sort of sum up the majority of them. I guess the first one is, how do you think about these micro investing apps in your overall, you know, wealth building strategy? And then the second one is, how do you make a decision between them all?
How do I personally think about them from a wealth building strategy? Is I don't really consider them anymore. I still have Raise ticking over. So that is something that I've got going in the background. I think every time I hit a few grand in there, I'll just move it straight into the stocks. But I do not use it anymore as a way of long-term building wealth. To give you an example, Raise is an app that gives you exposure to the ASX, international shares, bonds, cash, a varied portfolio or a diversified portfolio. You get to choose between sort of an aggressive growth or a balanced portfolio. So it's a good way to get started in the market and understand about, you know, diversification, some of the asset classes you can invest in. You can have a look at how they structure their portfolios. It's a cheap way in terms of, I guess, the amount of money you have to put in. But in terms of building long-term wealth, it's not something that I think about at the moment. Well, I'm not using it as a tool to build long-term wealth.
So you said there that you did have Raise.
Yeah.
So I guess to that second question around, for people that are interested in it, how do they go about choosing between them all? Maybe if we start with you personally, why did you choose Raise over the other ones?
Because it was the first to market in Australia from memory.
Yeah, okay.
And so
you're an early adopter.
Absolutely,
yeah. Right. Ahead of the curve.
I'm Mr. Technology. So I started when it was called Acorns, and that was a number of years ago. And then Spaceship came on the market. And they came on with their Voyager, and then Pocket Cast. Is it Comcast?
No. Pocket Cast is that podcast app.
Yeah, what's it called?
CommSec Pocket.
CommSec Pocket. I'm not going to use CommSec's app. No need. So, yeah, it was basically because they were first to market. But the way I would think about it, Reg, is firstly, I'd be looking at their fees. So Raise have a monthly fee of $1.25 per month. So you need to think about that as almost your brokerage fee. If you're investing only, you know, $10 a month, you're paying $1.50 on top of that. Voyager, they don't have any fees for accounts under $5,000, and then accounts over $5,000, they have a 0.05% fee. And then the CommSec Pocket app, they just charge $2 brokerage per trade. So varying fees, you need to consider things like how often you would be investing in them, what amount of money you would be investing. and work out really as a percentage what brokerage you'd be paying. Otherwise, you'd be looking at what you can be investing in. I know CommSec Pocket is just about ETFs at this stage, whereas Voyager and Raise both give you access to international markets and, as I said, a number of different asset classes.
Yeah, yeah. So I like that. There's probably one more criteria I would add. So you started with the fees. The second is investment options. The third one is just around savings functionality. So I think if we think about what these apps are really great for, it's about automating saving habits. It's about for people who are pretty shocking savers, like yourself.
That's why I don't use it anymore, Reg. My savings is well under control.
No, Bryce has spreadsheets on spreadsheets on spreadsheets to manage his saving. But for people who aren't great savers, this is an unreal tool to just automate that process and to make it something that you don't have to consciously do. And so for that, then it's about what app works for your, you know, your savings habits. Is it that you... I'm not too familiar with all the apps. I actually don't use any of them personally, but some might be, you know, they take a weekly amount direct debit from your bank account. That might work for some people. Raise's concept is about rounding up transactions. So that might work for some. So I think the third criteria is which app will best work with your, you know, money habits and how you can, you know, get that saving stuff down pat. Some people probably have balances of $1 million in these apps, but I think the majority of people would probably be in your boat, Bryce, and get to a set amount and then decide to take it out of this platform and put it in something else, which is neither right nor wrong. It's just, I imagine that's what a lot of people do. If people have any other questions around micro investing, I know we've plugged the discussion group at the front of this episode, but I'm going to do it again here because there's plenty of people on in the discussion group that have asked these questions and used these products. So if you want to, if you want more detail or if you want to ask people who've actually used the products to talk to it, the discussion group's where you want to go.
Nice. If you enjoyed that bite size, you'll find a link to the full episode in the show notes.
You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services License 540697.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.